What's up, everybody?
Radio.
Wow. Damn it, that was so good, like, for the past, I don't even know how many episodes, but, like, remembering that the British lady says Blog Talk Radio before I introduce the show. So I got a little ahead of myself there. So I'm going to do that again. Hey, everybody, what's up? This is Geek Out with Pebbles, episode 42, the answer to life, the universe, and everything, as told by Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So, yeah, sorry. I'm a geek, so, obviously. So, sorry, had to. I really did. It'll be worse when we get to other number-related episodes. So, this is the first one I was able to do that for. And, yeah, okay. So, hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much. Made it to episode 42 of my podcast, and I was at PAX last weekend, which was actually a lot of fun. It was a bit overwhelming, though. Like, just compared to New York Comic Con. And what the fuck is that background noise?
What the fuck is what background noise?
I don't know. I'm hearing, like, a lot of weird noise coming from your end.
I accidentally plugged my headphones into my microphone jack.
Yeah. Can you fix that?
I did.
All right. So hopefully it'll...
Is it still staticky?
A little, not as bad as it was, like, with that first, like, yeah, like that. Don't do that.
Oh.
I want to have people listen to the, I want to drive them away within, like, the first 3 minutes. I at least want to get, like, maybe, like, 15 minutes in before people get dragged, before I drive people away.
I'm going to push my other keyboard down. That was my laptop keyboard.
Okay.
I apologize for that. Anyway.
Yeah. So, I was at PAX this weekend. Well, only on Friday, but that still counts. But it was really awesome. I was expecting it to be, like, I wasn't overwhelmed by the crowds because I'm used to New York Comic Con and the size of New York Comic Con. But just, there was so everything was like gaming, everything was like catered to video games and to like anything related to gaming, and it was really cool. And like it was really more just like, check out all these like demos of new games and stuff like that. There were I didn't get that many free things, really, because honestly, just like I didn't really know where to look for to get anything, any of the freebies that they were handing out. But I still had a lot of fun. And when I was in Boston, I got to see an iceberg.
Iceberg dead.
There's an iceberg, yeah, somewhere by South Station, there's an iceberg in the water and it rotates. Like, I don't know, but I was waiting, I was, like, expecting to see, like, a little, like, half of the Titanic on one end of this iceberg as it was rotating, but I didn't see that, so, that didn't happen, but, hey, Aaron, what's up?
Hey.
All right. So I'm talking about PAX that I was at on Friday, and there wasn't that many cosplayers. This is not really a con that people cosplay to, but I'm going to try and get a press pass for PAX East next year, and yeah, but we'll see, because if I go back, I'd want to go back using a press pass, because like that's it's a lot of money. I can't. It's an expensive con to go to because it's 4 days. It's like New York Comic Con prices for tickets and stuff like that. So, I wouldn't want to do that. But if I get a press pass, I go next year. So, but that's thinking way, way far ahead. So, PAX was fun. Now on to what I really want to talk about. That's right. Before I get to that, I want to give a shout out to 3.5 Geek, Nathan and Matt, who I was able to finally meet at PAX. They're one of the people who helped me out when I was first starting my podcast. And I was finally able to meet them in person and put a face to the voices and stuff like that, and it was awesome. It took the entire day of Friday to meet up with them because, oh my god, the line con to get into PAX Friday morning was horrible. I even did a Facebook Live on it because it was worse than New York Comic Con. And New York Comic Con's gotten better with their line con, at least for entering the con at the start of the day for the con. But there were a few issues apparently with that I had with I actually have a few issues with PAX. And number one, even though I didn't go for any autographing sessions, one of my friends went for the autographing session, and on Thursday when she was there, she almost got trampled by the stampeding fangirls for a YouTuber that she was able to meet and get his autograph. But still, apparently they don't really have any actual regulation for the autographs, which this con's been going on for years, so I don't know why they just let people run crazy when the autographs are announced. I think that's really stupid and dangerous. And apparently, because of that, people actually did get injured Thursday of PAX. So that might be a problem. legit, I think a couple people went to the hospital.
Damn.
From injuries from that. And I'm yo, this is not good. Right? So, that's, and then, because of that, so Friday, what they did was they handed out randomly to people, autograph tickets for the autographs for Friday. Completely random. But they did that at 8:30 in the morning. The con doesn't start till 10 in the morning. So, what were they doing? Were they, giving it to the first for the people who were in line first? Or were there people already in the convention center that were waiting? Because I heard there were people waiting from 4:30 in the morning, which is, unfair. For people that don't get there that early.
That's perfect.
But
fair.
So,
I'm gonna have to disagree with you there because I did
what?
The same thing for Otakon. I got a
Otakon's different because of the
Otakon,
fact that Otakon.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me out? Can you hear me out on this?
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you go ahead.
So. They made it seem like they had allowed people into the convention center before 10 in the morning. And we're giving these out to the people that were inside the convention center before 10 in the morning. So apparently that's what I mean is that's unfair is because the con doesn't open till 10. And hell, with New York Comic Con, you can't do anything until 10. You legit cannot go any further
No, you shouldn't be allowed inside the doors until the convention's open.
Yeah, and I think that's what people were complaining about. So now you can say the thing about Otakon, but that's just what I wanted to point out with what I heard.
Otakon wouldn't let people in the door before the convention opens. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care how many people are outside the door. They'll let them breathe. It's not even cold out. It's the middle of July.
But yeah, so those are some of my issues with PAX. Oh, and it snowed on Friday, which is like fucking amazing.
Oh yeah, it did.
I was like, are you kidding me? Really? So that that made going outside for food definitely a desirable part of the day. And, yeah. So that was PAX East this weekend. All right. So, did you guys watch season 3 of My Hero Academia?
I watched the first episode, yeah.
I watched the first episode.
You did?
Yeah. We both did.
Yay! All right. I did, too. I have watched it a few times, actually. And if you read the description for the podcast tonight, basically, I had some things that I was a little disappointed in because it like was just mainly a recap episode, and I was really hoping for to not see a recap episode entirely.
Right.
But at the same time. It was filler. It was a filler episode. I know. It was a filler recap episode. But it had the fans for it had the fan service.
Yeah, but
shirt,
you know what?
Bakugo.
That's bullshit though. Here's the thing. You know what's better fan service? Actual content.
I know.
That's the best service you can give a fan.
I know.
Actual content. Not filler. Like you're gonna start with filler. That's how you're gonna start a season. Really? Guess what happened 2 seasons ago?
What happened last season? This is what everyone's quirks are. If you completely forgot.
Yeah, and Jake, you haven't.
I was actually really happy that they didn't go through to 1B's class because I've been like, are you kidding me? This is just like even worse filler if they had done that.
They should have done them instead of class 1A because we've already spent all this time with them. I don't know who the people in class 1B is.
We only know like 5 people from that class. Right?
I only know one, and that's because he looks like the bastard child of fucking Eraserhead.
Which one? Tetsu? Like, or whatever his name is?
Mind control.
Is that his name? Oh, the mind control guy. No, but there's Tetsu. I think that's his name. He's basically Kirishima, only like
same quirk. He's metal instead of rock.
Exactly. So I know him, and then you have the green haired. There's the green haired lady, like who has the vines for her hair, for her name. And then. There's the guy that, like, can copy people's quirks. The annoying guy. And then, like, there's, like, one other girl that was introduced, but I don't really remember her name. So. Okay. What's going on with the headphones again, Steve?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, it just got a lot worse for a bit. There.
Did it really?
Now it's not as bad. Yeah, now it's not as bad.
I'm going to switch headphones.
Alright. All right. So. Alright. But yeah, so it was basically like, it was a filler episode. It was the obligatory pool / beach episode that pretty much every anime has. Right? Did you get that? Aaron, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's what, like, this episode was for me. But at the same time, I got to see shirtless Bakugo. And, like, that's, like, I know it's filler, but even when they're racing, that was just really entertaining.
The only one that slammed was...
Those meter... The only one that slammed was Deku. The only one who actually slammed was Deku.
And he did it like a freaking beast.
Exactly.
Like, full cow.
But at the same time, I was like, I wasn't expecting Bakugo to swim because of the fact that, like,
his
quirk won't
work.
No, his quirk won't work underwater. Exactly. So I was expecting him to just blast his way across the pool. But when Aizawa came and just, like, erased their quirks and they just, like, fell midair, that was great.
That was funny, but
it was really funny.
Deku to still whoop ass.
So, yeah, like I said, the I'm looking forward more to next week's episode because it'll finally be the start of the training camp and all that fun stuff regarding, like, the nightmare hellish training camp of UA. Because I've read the manga, so I know what to mostly be looking for, like, what to expect. And all that. And gotta charge my phone before it dies. If I can get it plugged in. Hold on. Alright. So, I actually decided on one of my Bakugo cosplays, which will hopefully be done by July. You guys wanna hear?
Yeah, I'm
here. Okay. So, I'm gonna do the gym uniform, but I'm gonna do when Bakugo wins the sports festival and he's chained to the pillar.
Joy.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna try. We lost one for all. I'm going to try and get that done for a con in Syracuse that I want to go to in July. And so, hopefully I'll be able to. But if I do, I'm going to need a cosplay handler. So one of my friends is going to be, who I'm trying to talk into going with me, is going to have to, like, legit be, like, walking me around the con. Because I will not have hands. I will not have any use of my hands. But it'll be fun. And I'm going to also attempt to look into getting contacts as well for my Bakugo cosplay. And so, yay! I'm going all out. Also, I got some wig styling tips from someone that I met at PAX. So hopefully if I learn how to do some of these tips after some practice, I can start doing wig commissions. Yay!
Yay!
Because honestly, that'll help me. Because, like, I want to do more commissions. And so far, I've only been doing prop commissions. I'd love to add wig commissions, wig styling commissions to what I can do for my friends and for other people. I'm not sure what happened with Aaron. We legit lost his call. So I didn't watch Geke Geke no Katori. Yeah, I didn't watch it yet, the second episode. I only watched the first episode.
So what I was telling you about on Facebook.
Mhm.
Goku's voice actor is
Daddy Eyeball.
Daddy Eyeball.
Is that his name, Daddy Eyeball?
I don't know what his real name is, but I just said that I know.
Is such a random.
He's an eyeball, and he's Kitaro's father.
He's like.
Eventually. I don't know how that works,
but it does. Yeah. I'm not sure why it's not showing up. Okay. Oh, there it is. Oh, screw you, Crunchyroll. You want me to log in? Okay. Sorry. There you are.
Hey,
you're all for one now. You were one for all before. Now you're all for one. Yeah, I see what you did there. You switched sides. Right? What happened? The call dropped.
Yeah.
The connection dropped? Yeah. So I was saying before that I met someone that gave me wig styling tips and stuff, so hopefully after practice I can start doing wig commissions. Whee! So. Gonna hopefully try and do that and get started on practicing that this week. I still have the daunting task of redoing my Super Saiyan 3 wig, which I'm not actually looking forward to at all because that's gonna be a legit bitch to just undo. Like, section by section. Everything. I'm not looking forward to that at all. But, yeah. So, honestly, like, I wish there was more to say about the first episode of Season 3 for My Hero Academia, except for...
Except it was a filler episode.
It was a filler episode, so there's really nothing to say, except...
Really nothing to say. Yeah. Like, you know, we've been, how long has it been off now? Like, and the first thing you come up with.
I don't
know.
I didn't know as long as everyone else did because I got into My Hero Academia in October. So I don't think I waited as long. Yeah. And, like, this is what they give fans. They give fans a filler recap episode, and I'm sure that everyone legit, like, with the way the fan base is, you really don't need a recap because everyone's so obsessed with this show. Right?
Yep.
Like, a recap is pointless when fans are like, are this crazy and this obsessed with the show that they're like rewatching it. I mean, I rewatched it a couple times.
It doesn't even matter.
I'm reading the manga as well.
It's not
so.
Something you do. You know what that's called? That's called laziness.
It is.
It's laziness and it's insulting. Because it's like you're not even going to be like giving us something. Like, how can you expect people to like go out and buy your product later on when your product is just shit? It's like, you know, you need to like come up with something impressive for people to buy it. You don't fucking shit on your fans. That helps get where you are.
That's true.
And that's exactly what they're doing by giving us a recap episode.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted a recap. We wanted new content.
No. That's not what anyone expects for the first episode of a season. They expect new content. Like, the recap...
Seasons each episode.
What?
Not an end of season beach episode. That's not how you start.
Yeah.
I know, you throw that in, like, at the end of a season, not to start off a season.
Or even
like,
in the middle between our...
Beach episodes are
exactly.
Okay, but you throw it in, like, in the middle of the season, or, like, towards the end of it. I know
you have to earn it. You can't
you
have
to,
your
You have
before.
To earn the obligatory beach pool episode.
You can't have your pudding unless you eat your meat.
That's true. Alright. So, honestly, I've mostly just been watching Netflix in between watching anime and stuff. I finally got around to watching some of season 2 of Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. Which I'm almost done with. I think I have 2 episodes left. And then, oh, that's...
Happy ending.
What?
I can't wait for the happy ending.
I don't know if the happy ending's gonna happen. I mean, it is, like, it is an unfortunate tale. Like... I had to. It doesn't really, it's not a very happy show. Alright, I'm just gonna wait for the background noise to die down. I'm not sure why it's getting, like, worse at times, and then it's better. Like, I can barely hear you now. All I hear is mostly the noise.
Really?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Okay, it's weird. I don't know. Something's weird. Something's up with your connection or something. All right, so... What?
It sounds like a water pump.
It does kind of sound like a water pump. Like, it's just kind of there. But yeah, as I haven't finished A Series of Unfortunate Events, but I suspect it probably won't have a happy ending. And Oh, that's right. Next week is the finale of The Walking Dead. And I'm a huge fan of The Walking Dead. I've not been talking that much about The Walking Dead, mainly because I've been obsessed with Dragon Ball Super and other things like that. But definitely, I don't know if you guys watch The Walking Dead. All right. Well, basically, the war is basically getting to its conclusion, and shit's gonna go down in the finale next week. Like a lot of shit. We've already lost people throughout this season, and it's not gonna be a pretty ending in the season finale. I don't even know what to expect. The preview we were shown yet last night was literally just had them leading them into a trap. Leading Rick and his people into a trap. And that's not good. So doesn't sound pretty, and so basically I'll be talking about that, and I'm going to try and get a guest on I think next week or the week after, because I've been trying to organize with someone to get them on the show. It's not been working because schedules and conflicts and stuff like that. It really isn't, right? Let's see. Is there anything you guys want to talk about?
I'm excited for Best Girl.
For what?
Best Girl. That sweet
Best Girl for
a penchant for knives. She's perfect.
You mean see you?
What?
I don't know. He said Best Girl, and that's Suyu. That's Froppy. Right?
No, that's Froppy.
Did you just say
good.
No?
Froppy is whiter.
Froppy's Best Girl.
Froppy's whiter.
Himiko is Best Girl.
Mai? That one?
Himiko Toga.
Toga.
The crazy chick with a knife.
No. No. No, no, not Toga. Toga's not Best Girl.
She is.
Toga's the worst girl.
She's got messy bun. She's got
Toga's
messy bun.
Worst girl.
Toga is
the one who appeared in the last episode of season 2 as a new villain.
The psycho chick?
The psycho chick, yeah.
Oh, she's Best Girl.
No, she's not.
She's second Best Girl.
No.
Froppy's still Best Girl, but I mean, Froppy's Best Good Girl, and, the other one's Best Bad Girl.
Because she's the only... evil girl so far. What?
Regardless. That's the point that I'm making.
No.
if you won't accept Himiko Toga as best girl, then I guess I'll try to meet you in the middle.
Mina okay, Ishido, what's in the middle?
Best girl.
Which one?
Mina Ishido.
Okay, Mina, I can get. Mina's awesome. Pinky is qualifications for best girl. All right, I can agree with Pinky.
Can't believe that this man created a series where everyone is best girl.
All Might is best girl?
All Might is definitely the best girl. Did you not?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Without
a
doubt.
Bringing lunch to Deku. All Might is best girl.
Mhm. Without a doubt, right there. All Might. All Might makes the best girl. Like, but then there's the argument for best boy.
Invisible Girl is also best girl.
Invisible Girl is.
Is best.
Hakugure.
Hatsune Mei.
We haven't honestly seen enough of her. Like,
I have. She's fantastic.
Like, I want to see more of Mei, because she was entertaining. She's funny. What? Oh yeah, no. Well, you just gotta give her more clothes. And then you'll see more of her. I'm still wondering, and I'm not sure if, like, anyone else has thought about this, but her quirk is invisibility. How did she do in the entrance exam?
What do you mean?
Like, how did she manage to get points in the entrance exam? By defeating. Like, we haven't been shown that much of what she can do.
Well,
Akagure.
Well, she couldn't prove that she did anything to help. They couldn't prove that she didn't. So she got in on a technicality.
Okay. Okay. Maybe. Okay, that makes sense, but at the same time, like, how did she get into, like, the top class there? Like,
very carefully.
So that's something I would actually like to see explained. If it can be explained.
Because, like, your only thing is turning invisible.
Exactly.
Well, she did do better than,
like,
Deku.
Like, your only purpose in this show is to show the backside of female lingerie.
Basically.
Or, like, the backside of female clothing. Like, just to be, like, walking female clothing. That's your only purpose in the show.
And to just, like, make it awkward when she just, like, takes everything off in front of people. And, like, Ojiro's just like, should...
John Cena, you can't see
what?
Me.
What? Exactly. You can't see me. But, yeah, so her and even, so yeah, I've been wondering about that and her entrance exam, because I've been rereading the manga from volume one again. So I was reading the entrance exam chapters. And I'm just wondering, how? Like, how did she get these points?
She beat Deku in the physical exam.
Yeah, but that was...
Yeah, but Deku's a fucking hero, okay?
But that was different. Like, the entrance exam was, like, you had to, like, defeat the, like, the giant... Miss,
I know
robots. You had to and get points for them, and like, so what? What did she do? How did she do that?
Sexual
favors. Yeah. So it's just one of those things. It's just one of those mysteries. It's one of the great mysteries.
Of life.
Of anime. It really won't. I don't think we'll ever have an explanation for it.
Because it's bad writing.
So she's in class, be like, okay, what did she do? She's invisible. So it probably was just a technicality, but still, this is just something I've been thinking about for like the past few days.
It's a good thought. I like it.
It is. It's definitely something that like, cause she's not really in every panel,
when we really get down to it, she's not as much just a character.
Yeah. And what the reason that made me think about it was because I think it's in volume two. She's one of the first people in volume two that has a profile page to just describe her character. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird because we haven't really actually met her. Really, in the manga. So that's kind of what got me thinking about it. And I was like, wait a minute.
She's a spy.
What happened here? Like, so, yeah. So then I started questioning, like, how she got into the class 1A. And that led to just me thinking about it a lot and probably overthinking it. But it's a good point that I wanted to just bring up to people because I'm probably not the only person that's wondered that.
Possible, but I think you're the first person that's ever brought it up to me. So,
all right, yay. So, look at that. We did get something interesting said about
yeah,
about this. Yeah. So, the next week will be started, like, the training camp from hell. And...
Shogeki should be starting up pretty soon.
Oh, that's right! Food Wars!
Yeah. I don't know if that's been up yet.
I don't think so. I haven't seen a new episode for it yet. I was like, I'm not logged into Crunchyroll. That's why it's telling me I haven't watched these episodes. But no, there isn't any new episodes for it yet.
Oh, good. So we didn't miss anything.
No, we haven't. Oh, wait, maybe we have. Yeah, there's something here.
Oh, back up.
Yeah, it's back up.
Uh-oh. We should have watched
that.
All
right,
that.
I'll have to watch that later.
We're going to have to watch that and talk about it next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely we'll talk about that next week.
We're trash. Sorry. Anybody that happens to listen
and
to this.
It's simulcast on Sundays at 12:30 in the afternoon. So we'll have two episodes actually to talk about next Monday. Because it looks like this one aired yesterday. So that definitely yay. More. Because I've been waiting for this for a while, because they didn't even do a, full season for the third. See, this is literally, the rest of season three. Because they stopped it and went on the hiatus at 12 episodes into season three. And it's come on, where the hell's the rest of it? So now we have episode 13, and hopefully they'll be, although I don't know how long it will go for, if it's only continuing. Season 3, so hopefully we'll get a full season out of it. I don't really know.
I predict it's going to be 12 episodes, the last one was.
Okay.
So
you'll think
and I assume that'll be, the conclusion of the season. Is that
okay?
In all fairness, they essentially just broke it down. They essentially just skipped the season. That's all.
Yeah.
We had Shokugeki in the fall. They skipped the winter, and now they're bringing it back for the spring. So it's really no different if they just continued it.
That's true, but still, I was like.
I mean, I wouldn't complain if we got, a full 24 episodes out of it, like we did, originally. You know,
how
we got the first 13 episodes, and then, it was such a huge hit. They're like, bam, cash money, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, if that's what they want to do, cool. I just don't think that's what they're going to do.
Do you read the manga for it?
No. I'd like to be surprised with the anime.
Okay. You're one of those.
Yeah.
See, I tend to read the manga as well because I just
surprised with the anime. I don't want to know anything in advance. Maybe if the anime, they say okay, we're officially not going to continue the anime, then probably I'd pick up the manga, but.
All right, that makes sense.
But, for me, reading the manga, I did that with Bleach and Naruto. It's I knew what's going to happen. And I don't know. It got kind of lame after a while, so I just went to
read
the manga.
See, I tend to, I usually read the manga first, and then I'll watch the anime. My Hero Academia is one of the few that I've, watched the anime first and then got into the manga because I needed more.
Yeah.
I needed more Bakugo.
I need it now.
So
I need it.
I couldn't
Gotta
wait.
Get your fix.
Yeah. I needed my Bakugo fix. Yeah. And because the obsession just The obsession just keeps getting, deeper and deeper. There's no help anymore for this. And I have no shame admitting that, like, I'm completely obsessed with this character. So, that's... So yeah, that's why I started reading the manga. So I know what's happening in this season, in season 3, because I've read it in the manga already. But I'm still, like, just as excited to see it in the anime, because it's, like, the anime is just really well done. I like it. And it's just more Bakugo.
Bakugo.
So, I still have to work on my rage face for my Bakugo cosplays, but that legit is something that takes practice. Like, I gotta legit just, like, practice in the mirror for, like, a while and just, like, get that rage face down. So it's hard, because I'm not an angry person, so. And I have to slowly start working on my cosplays for the summer. And I'm still looking for the jacket. So I was sending Steve a few links for some jackets I was looking at for my Halloween outfit for Bakugo. But I realized it needs to be really long. So I'm gonna try and talk my friend, see if she wants to go thrift store hunting again.
You know what you could do as well is make it from scratch, like I did for my wolfer coat, and it may even be cheaper.
Probably, but I have no fucking clue, like, how to make a jacket.
Well, it's, you just get a sweatshirt on and you make it twice.
What?
It's not hard. I've seen it
now. No, I missed that, what you said.
You get a sweatshirt pattern and
okay.
You just make it twice.
Okay. I'll look into that.
It's a little bit like more complex than that. Really, all you need is a sweatshirt pattern.
A sweatshirt pattern, okay.
That's what we made my Wolfred coat from. What we did is we had a sweatshirt pattern. We made it twice out of the fabric. The yellow for the inner liner and the blue for the outer liner. And then we stuffed it with some liner stuff. Like, I forgot what it is.
Can you send me a picture of the jacket?
Yeah.
That you made from it, so I can see.
You're talking the actual cosplay?
Yeah, the cosplay jacket that you made out of that, so I can just see how that turned out. Because it's hard for me to picture it without, like, with you just describing it.
You've seen it 1,000 times, Darcy.
Yeah, but you know me, like, I don't do very well with, like, connecting.
It's a visual thing. You need to see it.
It is a visual thing.
I will get it to you right as soon as this podcast is done.
Okay. Huh. That's actually might be the right size. I'm looking at templates now. But you're right, that may actually be better. The thing is, I need to invest in a better sewing machine for something like that. If I can, but yeah. I'll look into that stuff, but But you're right, that probably would be better to use a template.
I'm going to tell you, like, all said and done, my jacket costs about $70.
When it was done? $7?
$70.
Okay.
And that's probably going to be about what you would spend on my two coats anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to. I want to first, before I make anything, look through some thrift stores and see if I can. Because I need,
you're
like.
Not,
I need the length to be.
That you wouldn't find anything that long.
Well, I would need it to be trench coat length, is what I realized.
Basically, yeah.
And there are. I've seen many. I've seen a lot of trench coats at thrift shops. It's just a matter of getting, if I can get the color, that'd be perfect. But if I have to get a lighter color, then I can dye it. But then, like, that's going into a whole other new territory that I'm legit terrified to go into, which is dyeing it and getting that sort of army green, dark green color for the jacket. So, but I've seen dark green trench coats. So I know the length I need is a trench coat length. And yeah. But I have until October for Halloween when I want to do this. So I have plenty of time to shop around for the jacket for this one. But I do have to get started on the gym uniform soon and then get started on the props for that one. Because I have to make the handcuff and the muzzle thing as well, and then make my post that I'll be chained to, which will be actually a lot of fun. And so I'll be bringing like two different versions of Bakugo to this con in Syracuse that I'm going to in July. Because there's not enough Bakugo. because I clearly have problems.
You clearly have some problems.
I do. And it's okay. I admit it. So, we have less than a minute and a half to go. Thank you. 90 seconds. This is exactly what I just said a little bit. Okay. So, thank you guys for being on the show with me. Don't forget to subscribe to Geek Out with Pebbles here on Blog Talk Radio and check out my Facebook, Geek Out with Pebbles at DJ Pebbles, and Twitter and Instagram, DJ Pebbles 07. And just hit me up with any comments or anything you want to, like, hear talked about on the show that we clearly, like, that you want to hear us geek out about or anything like that. And, yeah, so, and all that fun stuff. So, with that, good night. I'm going to go watch Legends of Tomorrow, which is on, yay, new episode. All right, awesome. Sometimes they don't have new episodes, and it sucks.
We'll be back at the same time.
We'll be back next week, same time.
Same
time, same place.
Same hot channel.
Exactly. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.